Clubhouse, Y94, 637, playlist Payday, 7, 10, 8, 10, 11, 10, and 1, 10 today. And everything you want to know about at Y94.com, but basically you just call our 9 when that cue goes off, guaranteed prize, and then a shot to upgrade to $100,000. Have you ever had an instance where you like were so angry in a workplace where you just absolutely like walked out, you like just quit on the spot? There's a viral TikTok video that somebody shot at a Home Depot. And there's a guy named Andrew that is working up at the register and basically gets asked to do a price check. And now the customer is kind of rude, and there's enough cursing that I'm not even going to try to censor it. I did try, and it didn't sound quite right.
It was that much, huh?
He was unintelligible, right? The uncensored one is the only way to fully experience what happens. But basically, they end up just cursing a bunch at each other. They just cursing back and forth. And like then his manager tries to scold him a little bit, and he just like rips off his little orange thing and just... he's out of there. Have you ever had that moment where, like, a customer or a coworker or your boss or whatever the case might be just had you so furious that you quit on the spot? 237, it's text 35270. If you pulled an Andrew, basically, he was at the Home Depot, he'd had enough, and he just, I'm out of here. Doers get stuff done, I'm out of here. Or whatever. Is that their slogan?
Yeah, whatever. Something like yeah, something like that, I think, is their slogan. Yeah.
He was done. You know what? The funny thing is, this guy that he was talking to was actually rude enough that there's quite a few people that are commenting on the video basically like, well, I'm switching now because like they don't even want to shop there now because they're so bad that Andrew doesn't work there anymore because they think the guy was a jerk.
The manager himself was a jerk on top of it?
The manager was a jerk, and then the customer was a jerk. Like, everybody's team Andrew for being like, what do you want me to do here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, at some point, there needs to be a manager. Your manager needs to at least step up for you, especially if you could clearly see that the customer's being rude, right? So I actually...
The customer can never be wrong.
So I actually did a rage quit one time. It was during COVID, and I took a job... delivering mail, we'll say that, right? And it was a very stressful moment. You have to set the stage because it was COVID. So then in Brookings, we didn't have like Amazon delivery people or anything like that. So there was packages upon packages. So, and I had a walking only route, right? So like the stress level was already super high.
But on them Prime boxes.
It was so much. It was crazy because everybody was locked up at home except for, you know, what was it called? The people,
essential workers.
Essential
maybe?
Workers. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So, anyways, I had this one coworker while I was there that was a jerk, and we had a meeting, and you have to code out and do all this stuff. Long story short, I couldn't remember the code that I had to do to clock out for the meeting and code in whatever. And there's only one time card machine, so I do it. Again, it takes me a bit because I have to find the sheet and get the number. And this guy like high elbows me because you have to swipe your card, and he like high elbows, almost hits me in the face with his elbow.
Uh-huh.
So I looked at him and I was like, "Hey, calm down, baby boy." And then I walked away. Well, our cases were next to each other, so he was standing by his case during the meeting, and I was standing over on the opposite side of the floor, and he's staring at me. So then I just stare this dude down, and then I come back to my case, and we're doing some work, and he's just throwing stuff. He's angry, blah, 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 because I called him baby boy. So then I was like, baby boy, calm down. It's not that, you know, it's not that big of a deal or whatever. So then he comes over, he's like, angry. This is the second time you have called me big boy. And I was like, wait. Let's just...
I called you baby boy.
I was like, we're going to clarify this. I actually called you baby boy. And then he was like, whoa, don't you understand seniority? And he's just getting angry with me. I was like, dude, calm down. And then I was like, you know what? I don't need to take this. So I went to my truck and I'm loading it. And then my boss, my supervisor came out and started to scold me and said, you really should know more about seniority. The dude was like my age.
Yeah.
But he was the jerk in the office too. So I was like, you're going to come at me because you literally saw the dude almost elbow me in the face and I'm the one getting in trouble. I'm like, I quit. I quit. Find somebody to walk 14 miles and deliver all these packages. And I was like, literally, I took off my badge and my little coat and everything for the postal service. I was like, I'm out of here.
You know, rage quitting really doesn't work unless you have some sort of, you got to have a name badge or you got to have a uniform,
exactly.
Something that you're going to rip off, but, you know, still be clothed.
Exactly. And it was like one of those, it was a badge with like, the little pendant that goes around your neck so it breaks too, you know, for emergency purposes so you don't get like caught up in a machine.
Sure.
So I ripped it off and I was like,
nicely done.
It was so good. It was perfect.
Like if we were to rage quit, we'd have to throw our headphones, but then I'd have to go pick them up and be like, these are actually mine.
I paid for these.
See you later.
If you know you're going to rage quit, wear somebody else's headphones.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Rage quit, you ever quit on the spot? You have an instance like that?
Totally. I was in college and I was working at this coat store and I'd only been working for about 2 weeks and I wanted to take a trip on the following weekend to see my family because I hadn't seen my family in forever. And I asked off work and they said, you've only been working here for 2 weeks. You can't take the weekend off. And I said, but I want to see my family. And they were like, you can't. And I said, I quit. And I did see my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that usually it's funny they always call it like a vacation request form because like you're really not like so much requesting as being like, these are the days that I'm not going to be here.
Exactly.
I'm giving you the courtesy of knowing I shan't be here this day.
Oh, that's so true, though. Like, I feel like to a point you do give the notice, but at the same time, if there's already something planned, I'm not going to be here. So just a heads up. This is how it's going to work.
Yeah. Well, are you going to pay for these airline tickets I've already purchased?
Exactly.
Well, I guess I'm not going to be here then.
Yeah, see you when I see you.
You ever quit a job on the spot like rage quit? 237, it's text 35270. 643 with Megan Trainor's mother. 194 on the Playhouse in the morning and more music all day. I am your mother. Is Playhouse 194. You ever like rage quit before? You quit your job on the spot, maybe you had an altercation with a customer, a client, your boss, another coworker, and you're just like, I'm out. 237, it's text 35270. In honor of a guy named Andrew whose TikTok is going quite viral for rage quitting. And he was at like a Home Depot and a customer asked him to do a price check and he's like, I'm the only one standing here. Like, I can call somebody, but I'm working the checkout. And this person, like, they just started cursing at each other. It was kind of an unnecessary scene, but it got him, he was out of there. You ever have an instance like that? We are seeing some, it looks like.
Yeah, we are. Somebody said they denied my pre-planned, pre-approved time off last minute for when my son was born. I was told if I didn't show up, I would get fired. I made the HR lady cry, who made the call to tell me, then refused to hand over my notes, etc., for 2 years of working there. And I told them to forget you, figure it out yourself. So a little rage quit at that point. And then somebody else said I was getting on-site training for a promotion. When the training ended, they said they weren't going to be filling that position at all anymore. But hey, since you know how to do the job, can you do it along with your other duties? And then I told them no, and then I was all of a sudden not a team player for literally doing two people's jobs, and now I have an attitude problem because I'm being told I have to do both jobs, but I refuse. So I put in my 2 weeks' notice, went to lunch, and then never came back. So you actually gave it 2 weeks, and then you just never came back? That's awesome.
You know, they had a moment, too. They're like, you know, Carl's been out to lunch for a long time. He's not coming back, is he?
Yeah, here's my 2 weeks of that literally just deuces. I'm out. That's pretty good.
Never mind. You ever quit, like rage quit on the spot?
So, well, this was years ago. I mean, I was a teenager and I was working at it was my first job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first day, in fact. And somebody like vomited all over the bathroom and they told me to go clean it up. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah, so you're just like, you know what? Nah, not for me.
Not today.
There's got to be a puke cleaner somewhere in the building, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if it was always you that had to do it, though, like if it had been multiple times that you had to clean up something, you know, if you're always the go-to clean up gross person, I would quit, too. I'd be like, so many times, boss.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's just like, yeah, I can't do this. Sorry.
I'm out.
That was not the job description. I don't remember reading anything about cleaning up puke.
Yeah, I mean, one time I was being a team player. This time, not doing it anymore. I quit.
Was there anybody else that's like, yep, I definitely quit a spot on right on the spot. I was quit. I was done. I was out.
They were out. Somebody texting in saying, not sure if this is rage quitting, but this happened to me. I was in my 20s. I was engaged. I was working at a bookstore, and the bookstore manager wasn't giving me a lot of time off. The final straw came when my boss made a surprise audit on the store on a Saturday evening after I had already gone home. He didn't like the way I had the calendar displayed, so he came to my house to yell at me, and then I went into the store the next day, talked to him, handed my key, walked out, and this was days before Christmas.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's a wonderful time because now you get a nice long Christmas break.
Yeah, that would be like the worst. And then somebody else said, I was tired of doing three people's jobs. My boss followed me around, calling me at home during meetings when I was sick, talking to me outside the bathroom door, just making me crazy. I came back from vacation one day with piles and piles of other people's work on my desk that could have been done. I quit, packed up my things, and left.
Well, and basically the story about this Andrew guy at a Home Depot and how he just like rage quit got out of there is basically saying, you know, people, everybody's got like a threshold. You can only take so much. And ever since, you know, so many people hiring and doing the hiring bonuses thing, you know, post-pandemic, people's threshold is down a little bit. They're not putting up with quite as much as they maybe would have used to.
Yeah, and with that Andrew guy, too, I mean, it was a customer being rude, but then it sounds like his manager wasn't backing him up in front of the customer.
Everybody's rude.
I would be like, you know what? I'm out.
Mitch, I'm done.